is his proximate and not his ultimate purpose. God's ultimate purpose in all that he does is to conform his redeemed children to the likeness of his Son in order to make him, Romans 8:29, the firstborn among many brothers. The Heavenly Father's first priority does not terminate on you or on me, but on his beloved Son. But God does have a determined purpose regarding his redeemed children. And that determined purpose is to conform us to the likeness of his Son. And he seeks to do this supremely by the ordinary means of grace. But before we look in a subsequent lecture at the ordinary means of grace, I want first to highlight the principal context in which and out of which the ordinary means of grace operate. That is to say, the God-designed locus or context within which and out of which the ordinary means of grace are ministered is the fellowship of the saints, the Church of God. Now, we live in an age of unbridled individualism, and that individualism scars the face of evangelical Christianity today. And we need to be reminded again and again and again of the centrality and importance of the church, the fellowship of the saints, in the economy.